中国共产党第20次全国代表大会向第二个百年奋斗目标进军的关键时刻。
For our purposes of trying to understand Xi Jinping today, I'd say he is extremely powerful. I would not call him the equivalent of, say, Mao. The Chinese Communist Party is not this homogenous, omnipotent kind of power. There are factions, there are reformers, there are more conservative aspects within the party itself, and he has to contend with both.Under Xi Jinping, the key thing that we're seeing is that he has put communism, he's put the party at the forefront of everything. And so putting the party more at the forefront basically allows Xi Jinping's leadership and his government to prioritize other things, not just the economy. And for Xi Jinping, you see movements on climate change. Climate change is a key priority that he has, representation on the international stage.The People's Republic of China is all about having strong leaders. It's a big country and it's a very diverse country. When you're talking about a population of 1.4 billion people, it would be quite difficult to be able to sustain a cohesive, coherent, stable, strong national kind of environment without a strong single leader at the helm.